این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Imam Khomeini's viewpoint about Hajj: darting a stone at the big and small devils should be done in the stations. Merely being custodian of the house and serving water to the Hujjaj and the mere edifice of the Masjid al-Haram do not suffice to reach the purpose behind Hajj. Simplicity of the house and mosque, as in time of Prophet Ibrahim and early days of Islam and congregation of Muslims in that unpopulated place, and is 1,000 times greater than decoration of the Kaaba and tall buildings, while being negligence of the main purpose, which is rising for people and security the interest of people. Count ye the slaking of the pilgrim's thirst and tendance of the inviolable place of worship as equal to the worth of him who believe in Allah and the last day, the strife in the way of Allah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله dear audience welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. In this program we try to listen to some sentences and precious words of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh about different subjects and then make use of them as great lessons for us and in order for us to follow this great character and the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran. In one of his speeches about the Holy Book of Quran, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh said, "May you never confuse the sacred Quran and the salvation-giving faith of Islam with the false and deviant schools that are mere products of the human mind." Well, this sentence is about the difference between the right path of Islam and those false and wrong deviant schools which stand against the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Since such a group of people existed from the very beginning of Islamic rise, the Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam challenged them by calling a group of people who were forerunners and sole contenders of eloquence to bring statements similar to those of the Holy Book of Quran.
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله
صلى الله عليه
صل
يا رسول الله
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about this group of people in Surah At-Tur, verse number 33, أَمْ يَقُولُونَ تَقَوَّلَهُ بَلْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Do they say he has improvised it himself? Rather, they have no faith. The point about this verse and the statement of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi is that those deviant schools of thought can never prove their superiority in a logical manner. Hence, if a person makes use of his or her wisdom to detect their nature, soon he or she will realize their evil nature. Okay, since that we're on out of time, for ending, let's just recite the sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh about the Holy Book of Quran. In that regard, he said, "May you never confuse the sacred Quran and the salvation-giving faith of Islam with the false and deviant schools that are mere products of human mind."
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Ruhani, Every night and every day.
Every night and every day. Never forget to say La ilaha.